Fevzi Turkalp is editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, thanks for your time this morning. This warning coming from Which, not for the first time, of paid-for fake reviews in all sorts of places. We mentioned Facebook and Google and Trustpilot. And I guess, Fevzi, the first thing to say is that these reviews are easy to fake if you're of a mind to do so.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly so much of it that it's undermined confidence in reviews on all of those platforms and other platforms like Amazon as well. And Which did some research where they set up a fake company for PCR testing company, didn't exist. They called it Gold Lion Labs. And then they approached a fake review broker who then placed successfully five-star reviews on all those platforms. And with Facebook, even when they told Facebook what they'd done, they were slow to take them down.
What kind of items are having fake reviews created? Are we talking about tangible items on sale, or is it about services and hotel stays, that kind of thing?
It can be anything. I mean, for the most part, I think it's products and things like technology products, you know, cameras,
yes,
tripods, you know, all sorts of things. I mean, it's quite a wide range of products. And it's just shown how easy it is to do it. The companies are taking steps. Some of them seem to be taking it more seriously than others. Amazon, for example, a few days ago took legal action against over 10,000 Facebook group administrators, against the individuals administrating the Facebook groups where they facilitate these fake reviews. And they even get, I mean, Amazon have done their best, for example, by having things like verified purchases, so you can see if a review comes from someone who actually bought the product. But then what some of these administrators have been doing is telling people, go and buy the product, and when you file a favorable review, then we will refund you. So they are, you know, a verified purchaser, so they overcome that hurdle as well. There are things that we can do, but it just looks like Facebook in particular is doesn't really seem to care.
It is a shame, because potentially the wisdom of the crowd could be incredibly useful when it helps people to make decisions to buy or to not buy something. If you've got 5,000 people before you who have made the purchase, it would be great to be able to trust an average of all of those opinions.
Yeah. So there are things that we can do as individuals. I mean, there are websites that you know, help you to spot fake reviews. There's things like ReviewMeta.com and FakeSpot. Some of those will only work on Amazon. Others are a bit more broadly based. And they use artificial intelligence to try and root out the ones that are likely to be fake. They'll look for use of language, commonality of turn of phrase, and other even more subtle uses of language. They'll look for patterns and clusters of these reviews. They'll look at the reviewers. Do they only review a couple of products, and are those products connected in some way? Have those reviewers had reviews deleted themselves? So there are things that, you know, we can look for, but AI is actually much better at looking for, because it can crunch more data.
And it's the industrialization of these fakes that is the problem, really. Rocio Concha, who is the Which Director of Policy and Advocacy, talks about a fake reviews industry. And that's really what we're up against here, isn't it? This isn't just the occasional disgruntled ex-employee of a company writing a bad review, or a business competitor trying to spike the opposition. This is an industry which is based on generating for money fake reviews.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think this has happened because, you know, partly because there's a legislative black hole here that the government has allowed. You know, some of these fake reviews are not actually strictly illegal. And these companies are able to operate and advertise their services. Now, there is talk of legislation coming along from the UK government where they could fine companies, you know, 10% of their turnover. And as you know, so there has to be a three-prong approach to this. There has to be legislation which just makes it not worth the company's while to do this because the fines are so big, then there has to be legal action, the sort of thing that Amazon has started doing. They should all do. These companies have got bags of money and lots of lawyers at their beck and call. They can make life very miserable for these companies. They can issue cease and desist. They can sue individuals like the administrators of the groups. And then finally, the third prong should be the AI-based solution, because there are so many of these reviews, there are literally millions and millions of them on these platforms, that human beings, even if they could do the job, they just haven't got the resources to do it. And therefore, AI-based solutions that spot the sort of patterns that I referred to earlier, in combination with the legal action and the legislation, can at least mitigate it. I think this problem will never really go away. It will be a game of cat and mouse.
Now, you touched on the legislative approach there, which also talk about the government outlining plans for that new bill, the Digital Markets, Competition and Consumer Bill. They're calling on the new Prime Minister, whoever he or she may be, to introduce that bill to Parliament without delay. Are you worried at all, like so many bits of legislation, this might get lost in the transition from the disgraced Boris Johnson to whoever succeeds him?
Yeah, it may get lost, or it may not be framed correctly and in a way that's going to do the intended job. And that's always, I think that's always the difficulty with this sort of legislation designed to sort of try and regulate the technology sector, be it the big platforms or this sort of problem. Members of Parliament have an astounding lack of knowledge about these things and don't seem to want to take advice, and therefore, you know, these pieces of legislation may not be effective, but one can hope. But I still think that you know, these companies have got the ability to go after the individuals, and that's the way to do it. Go after the individuals, either jail them or take all their assets.
Well, politicians are doing their best with this very new technology, as you'll be aware. Nadine Dorries, the culture secretary at Time of Going to Press, thinks the internet is now 10 years old.
And that's the problem. Look, it's okay to be ignorant, but then you should listen to experts.
Not if you're the Secretary of State for that particular.
Well, it's all right for your starting position to be one of ignorance, but then one should then take advice. And you know, unfortunately, we live in a culture where experts, the word expert has become a dirty word, and you know, feelings seem to be more important than knowledge.
Fevzi, indeed, thank you. Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the tech advice site GadgetDetective.com.